This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This summer, Americans are expected to hit the road in droves, maybe heading to national parks or the beach. That includes Josie Gores. She's in New Mexico now, and she's chasing after her customers for her very unusual day job. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KJZZ's Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
While navigating the streets of Carlsbad, New Mexico, it was hard to miss an RV lit up with Christmas lights and plastered with hundreds of stickers. I had to stop and meet the driver.
My name is Josie Gores, and this is what everybody called the sticker boss. We've been on the road for 12 years.
Josie Gores. She's a petite woman with cocoa-colored skin and a big personality.
I was born in Dominican Republic, and my mom brought me here when I was 13.
The sticker bus was a concept begun by her husband, Chuck. He sold the kind of stickers you put on car windows. Chuck Gores died of throat cancer 2 years ago. His parting words to his wife, keep driving the bus.
How did you two meet?
In Alaska.
What?
In Alaska, 1992, yeah, in a poker game. Yep.
Gores was in Alaska working as a housekeeper. Her future husband was an oil pipeliner with a knack for Texas Hold'em. He had an infamous sense of humor. On his forehead was a tattoo of a Tweety bird.
And he saw me and, I don't know, he just crazy like he was. He told my friend, I'm going to marry that woman.
And he did, in Las Vegas, of course. Now, Josie Gores sticks to the road, chasing after her best customers.
I follow all the oil patch. Where is oil? The sticker boss is right there.
In the spring, that means New Mexico and Texas. And as the mercury rises, she moves north to Colorado, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Montana.
So tell me about some of the stickers that you got here. Like, what are your favorites?
My favorites, oil field does. My favorite line is oil field. Like this one right here, I create this.
Gores points to a sticker of a skull wearing a hard hat. It says, Oil Field Mafia.
You know the mafia, what they talk about, the mafia, you get in and you can't get out. Same thing on the oil field. You get in and you can't get out because the money. You don't want to quit making that kind of money.
Oil field workers can be a rough bunch. Dirty, smelly, accustomed to long hours and dangerous work. Their industry is also subject to plenty of criticism. That's reflected in these stickers. Some of their messages are witty or vulgar, others defiant.
This one right here is life in the oil field, one fracking thing after another one, because you don't want to say one.
Oh, yeah, we can't say that one on the radio.
No, we can't.
Inside her RV, Gores has all the equipment needed to make stickers in-house. She designs them on a computer, sends them to a specialized printer, then adds adhesive. Customers walk up and place their orders directly at her RV window.
And then one of these, one of those, and two of those.
That's going to cost you $12.
Okay.
Just give me a couple minutes.
Okay, thank
you. Gores has lost count of the number of stickers she's designed. She has at least 1,400 covering the outside of her RV. Her transient lifestyle mimics that of her customers. But Gores wouldn't have it any other way.
My backyard is the whole United States. Every place I park is home.
For Here and Now, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
And Monica's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk. That is a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. This is Here and Now.